Blog Talk Radio.
They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow. I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh? It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot. But I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody
forgot
about me.
Yeah. Do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
Amen.
At least know there's some life, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Only the dead be quiet, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. God has been good to us, amen. Yes. Amen. We're going to give you a testimony after with you. And see what God has done for you during this week. And I know God has been tremendously blessed us, amen.
Amen.
And thank God for yesterday. Some people got saved. Amen.
Amen.
When we're showing some love, that's the fruit. Amen.
Amen.
And when you're helping somebody, that's the fruit.
Yes.
And you're not doing it out of any kind, anything of yourself, but you're doing it because God said do it. Amen.
Amen.
And see, many things we should do just because God said do it.
Amen.
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 And even if you're just obedient to that, you can bring in a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you would just be obedient, you can get a harvest. Amen.
Amen.
People say, well, Lord, I done fished all night, but just because you said it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And he do it in a harvest. Amen.
Amen.
And so if you want your life blessed, just be obedient.
Amen.
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 You'd be surprised how far that would take you just being obedient. Amen.
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 If you learn how to keep your lips sometimes, you'd be surprised how far that would take you. Amen.
Amen.
And you'd be surprised how long you'll live. Because a lot of us is killed because of
our mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
And so if we just do what God says, can you see the blessing in being obedient?
Amen.
It saves your life, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It turns things around. It makes things better, amen. If you would just be obedient. And we don't need a lot of sacrifice. We need some obedience, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's all God is looking for, obedience. Amen. I don't know if you looked around or not.
Amen.
But I want to talk today about some restoration, amen. Hallelujah. Restoration. Praise God. Restoration. It's a re-word, amen. And it goes back to something that has already been before, amen. Father God, I just thank you for the word of God and the people of God. We thank you for that all you're doing within us. We thank you for moving in the midst of us, Lord. We thank you for the souls that are saved. We thank you for those who you fill with your spirit, Lord. We thank you for their deliverance. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for prospering them, Lord. We thank you for their health. Lord, we just thank you for all things because you're the one that do all things, and Lord, and has done all things. And all glory and honor and praise belong to you.
Amen.
And we give glory to the Father in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Can we give some glory to the Father
Amen.
In Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, because that name has been revealed to us. That if we ask the Father anything in His name, that He would do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so because the name had to be revealed, amen, everybody didn't know it back then. Amen. They didn't know what it was going to be back then. And so Jesus came to reveal the Father's name, amen.
Amen.
And His name meant salvation, amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. I want to talk about Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. Praise God. I sometimes we talk about last days, and then we talk about restoration, amen. Praise God. Is that all right?
Yes,
hallelujah. Last days. And restoration. And so that you don't get upset because of where you are and what's happening in your life now. Come on, say God's going to turn it around. Come on, say God's going to turn it around. Amen. Amen. Because there was a period of time, amen, before God was going to turn it around. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
49 verse 1. Amen. Somebody got it.
And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Praise God. Is that something? You know, Jacob now bringing his children out, and he said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the last days. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to tell you what's getting ready to happen in these last days. How many realize these are the last days? If you can realize your time, you say, this is why we can start to be shouting, because of the thing that is getting ready to take place in these last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be the end of something. It's going to be the beginning of something else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to be the end of the things that the enemy has been doing in your life, and some new things going to come forth. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be the end of the bondages that you've had in your life. Amen. And then you're going to see some deliverance. But he said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in these last days.
Amen.
And so we should be shouting for joy is because what we know is getting ready to take place in these last days.
Yes.
See, there's a lot of things God said I'm going to do in the last days. Your beginning may not have been so prosperous, but your ending will be, amen.
Amen.
And so your start may not have been all that it could have been and should have been, but your ending going to be, amen?
Amen?
And so Jacob said, I want to tell you guys, you boys, what's going to happen in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why we ought to be giving a shout to God, because if you knew what time it was, you would realize it's getting ready to happen for you, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Read on verse 19, same chapter, so I won't have to come back to it. This is what he was telling Gad.
Gad and troops shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
Come on, come on. He said, Gad, he said, you're going to be overcome, but you're going to get your victory at the last. Hallelujah. How many of you been overcome by something here lately?
Amen.
How many of that something been had hold of you for a while? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you things look like you've been attached to you and couldn't be loose and couldn't be broken? But he said, yes, something things might overcome you, but at the last day, you're going to be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Seth. I'm getting ready to get out of this hole that I'm in. Amen.
I'm getting out of
this situation I'm in. I got overcome in some financial difficulties. Amen. I got overcome in some habits. I got whatever it is that you got overcome by, he said in these last days, you're going to overcome it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, say, I'm getting loose from this stuff. Amen.
I'm getting loose from
this stuff that had me bound too long. Amen.
Amen.
And see, what has had you in bondage, he said, these last days, you're going to overcome it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is that all right?
See,
the enemy has had you bound. But you see, said Jesus set me free. Amen. But even though you got saved, there were some things took hold of you.
Okay.
But even though they took hold of you, he said in the last days, you're going to overcome it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Yes.
See, that's why we come to give you some faith, because you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I want you to be happy in these last days is because of the good things that God is getting ready to do in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You see, God always does things in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, what I wanted to happen, it didn't happen for me. When I wanted to do it, it didn't happen for me. Amen. When I want to accomplish it, it didn't look like I can do it. But in these last days, everything that I've been reaching for, God's going to cause me to possess it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you've been reaching for, yes, God's going to cause you to possess your land.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so no matter what I see going on, it's just let me know things, some good things get ready to happen to me, because he said, I'm going to do some things in the last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Yes.
Praise God. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. But buddy, don't let us know what time we're in. So, you know, so when I come to church in the morning, so when I go outside, I can give God some praise, because I recognize the thing that's getting ready to take place in the last days. And so just so we know what time we're living in, let's see, are we in the last days?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Are we in the last days?
Yes.
What does the book say about it? Amen. And so that we can be encouraged by what's going on. You see, a lot of people are becoming discouraged by the things that's going on in the world. A lot of people are being discouraged by it. Amen.
Amen.
But rather than for us to be discouraged, we're going to be encouraged by what's going on.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. It's because where sin abound, grace does much more abound. And so therefore, what's happening in the world is causing me to be lifted up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on, y'all.
All
right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You see, they see destruction, but I see deliverance.
Come on,
preacher.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. They see failure, amen, but I see success.
All right,
amen.
Now.
Because their failure will be your success.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
In the last day.
Amen.
He had a time that he was going to wait before he does these things, amen. So he's going to wait till the last.
Uh-huh.
Amen. See, God waits till the last because he first want to let you go as far as you can go, and let them do as much as they can do, and then prove himself that he's God of all gods,
mm-hmm,
and that he rules in the kingdom of men. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on today. Praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing. Amen. To be on the line is truly a blessing. Praise God to be in the presence of the saints on today. And we do thank God for everybody. Hallelujah. Who has called in on tonight. Everybody who has tuned in on the night. And we are ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We are blessed. Amen. Tonight. Y'all know it's Saturday night. Amen. You know what that means. Tonight we have none other than the prophet himself. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor of Care Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God Incorporated. Praise God. We'll be delivering the word of God on tonight. None other than our own Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. We'll be coming forth and bringing forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, tonight for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. And we just want to lift your name up on tonight. Lord, we want to thank you. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. We want to thank you. Hallelujah. Just for being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We want to thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. For making provisions wherever. Hallelujah. You guide. Hallelujah. You shall provide. And for that, Lord, we thank you. For that, Lord, we magnify you. For that, Lord, we continuously praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for our grace, for our mercy, for our forgiveness that you show us on a day-to-day basis, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not that we deserve it, Lord. Hallelujah. But it's because of your love. It's because of your kindness that you continuously show us every day, Lord. And we want to thank you for it. We want to magnify you for it. We want to lift you up for it on tonight, Lord. Just have your way on tonight. We already know you're here. For you said when two or more gather together in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just have your way. Hallelujah. Just move in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, everybody who is on the line. Hallelujah, everybody who has called and tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored, and I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah, amen. And we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For our first-time listeners, hallelujah, you might want to know why we say that we are uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Hallelujah. Some people might say, well, do that mean we're going to hear some profanity on the line tonight, Elder? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we going to hear some cussing on tonight, Elder? Hallelujah, praise God. Are we going to get rated R, rated PG-13, rated X? Hallelujah, praise God. All that means when we say uncensored is that we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. We don't sugarcoat it. Hallelujah, and we don't water it down. Hallelujah, praise God. We give it to you just the way it is. Hallelujah, praise God. Sometimes it can be bitter. Hallelujah, sometimes it can be thick. Praise God, hallelujah. But remember when you was a child and you had to take that medicine? Some of us, amen, and got a little older and we got to take some medicine that we don't want to take. Some big, thick pills. Hallelujah, praise God. Some thick cough syrup. Amen, praise God. That ain't sweet. Hallelujah. It ain't bubblegum flavor like the kids cough syrup. Praise God. It's bitter. Hallelujah, praise God. But the taste of it, hallelujah, has nothing to do with what it's doing to your body. Hallelujah, praise God, it's fixing something. Hallelujah, it's healing something, it's helping something. Hallelujah, praise God. So sometimes you got to take that bitterness in order to receive the healing that God has for you. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes you got to take that bitterness, praise God, hallelujah, in order, amen, to receive the blessing, to receive the healing that God has for you. Praise God. Remember Jesus? I'm reminded right now, remember Jesus when he received the Holy Spirit, he was led by the Spirit. Hallelujah, praise God. Now the Holy Spirit is the third person of God. He was led by God, hallelujah, to the wilderness to be tempted. Hallelujah. He was led somewhere where there was lack. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Where there was bitterness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Where it was kind of thick out there. Praise God, it was so thick that the enemy was able to come and tempt the Lord on three separate occasions. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, because he was in a bitter situation, but that bitter situation made him strong. Remember when he cast out the demon? Hallelujah, praise God, out that boy at the Mount of Transfiguration. Hallelujah, he said you got to cast these demons out with prayer and fasting. But Jesus didn't pray and fast right then to cast the demon out. He just cast it out. He said, I had already prayed and fasted. Hallelujah, praise God. He had already prayed. He had already fasted. Praise God, hallelujah, in order to unleash that demon. Praise God, hallelujah. He had to go through something bitter, hallelujah. He had to go through a time of pain. He had to go through a time of hunger. He had to go through a time of hurt, a time of thirst. Praise God, hallelujah. But that time of thirst built him up. Praise God, hallelujah. It wasn't enjoyable to go through it. Hallelujah, praise God. But in the end, praise God, it gave him power. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's all we're trying to do, hallelujah, on the Anointed Truth Uncensored. If we're trying to give you that power that God has been trying to give you, hallelujah, praise God. But sometimes we got to realize it's going to be bitter. You ain't going to always like what the Lord has to say. Praise God, hallelujah. You can get mad at the pastor. You can get mad at whoever the speaker is. And they're all in your business. Praise God, hallelujah, but I want you to know that it's not them that's in your business. Hallelujah, praise God, it's the Lord that's in your business. Praise God, hallelujah, it's the Lord that's all in your midst. It's the Lord at that podium, hallelujah, in that pulpit, hallelujah, giving you the word. Praise God, he just used the pastor, he just used the speaker, he just used the elder, he just used the bishop in order to do it. Praise God, but those are the words from the Lord, hallelujah, and it may be bitter to you, hallelujah, praise God, but sometimes you got to take it. See, we don't sugarcoat no word, we don't water down no word, hallelujah, praise God, it's raw, hallelujah, it's uncut, it ain't stepped on, it ain't mixed with all that baking soda, hallelujah, and all those other products they use to stretch it out, hallelujah, praise God, them for my friends out there listening to us, praise God, it ain't mixed with all that other stuff, hallelujah, praise God, it's pure. Hallelujah, this ain't that boo-boo weed. Hallelujah, praise God. You know that stuff you're smoking, you don't even get high off of it. No, this no sticks, no steeds. We got red hair, purple hair, hallelujah. Amen, we got that white voodoo, whatever you want to call it, we got it. Hallelujah, praise God. But it's not in the form of drugs, it's in the form, hallelujah, of the word of God. Hallelujah, it's uncensored, it's raw. Hallelujah, it is uncut. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody who has called in on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Hallelujah. Raw and uncut. Hallelujah. Not watered down. Praise God. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. And it ain't sugar-coated. It is what it is. Praise God. And I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for connecting me with men and women of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That feel the same way I do. Hallelujah. And allow the Lord to use them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. And don't sugarcoat this word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't sugarcoat it. Hallelujah. I say it again for those of y'all that didn't hear me. We don't sugarcoat it and we don't water it down. It is raw and it is uncut. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. We just thank God, hallelujah, for everybody who's called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. It is Saturday night. Hallelujah. Now, you know what that means. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are living. Hallelujah. On the fly, I put living with the purpose. But the Lord just told me, actually he told me when he was making the flyer, you might say I was disobedient. We living on purpose. Hallelujah, praise God. We're not living with a purpose. Hallelujah, we are living on purpose. Hallelujah, we ain't by accident. Hallelujah, we ain't no coincidence. Praise God, hallelujah. We ain't no just, hallelujah, amen, like the scientists say that it just happened. We didn't just happen. Praise God. God had a plan. The Bible says that all things work together for those that love God and are called according to his purpose, for those that he foreknew and predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. For those that he foreknew, that means he knew them before. Hallelujah. He's talking about you. He's talking about me. He knew us before. Before what? Well, he told Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, hallelujah, I knew you. And I ordained you. Hallelujah. I predestined you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we got the man with the plan tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The man, hallelujah, that introduced us this year to living on purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man that has introduced us, hallelujah, to management. Praise God. Hallelujah. He reminds me of what them old folks used to tell me. It ain't what you do, but it's how you do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't what I do, it's how I manage what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Let me give him a proper introduction. He is the senior pastor, hallelujah, of Care Church Incorporated, located in Arlington, Texas. Praise God. And we know it's summertime and it's school out. Hallelujah. And a lot of people going to Dallas, praise God, because they want to go to Six Flags. Hallelujah. A lot of people going up there, amen, because they want to see the Rangers game. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, while you're up there, praise God, hallelujah, we invite you to stop by Care Church Incorporated. Google it. Hallelujah. It's under Google Maps, and it ain't that far, hallelujah, from the theme park. It ain't that far, hallelujah, praise God, from the ballpark, and it ain't that far from the football stadium. Praise God, hallelujah. So why don't you, hallelujah, make Care Church Incorporated part of your vacation plan? Hallelujah. Why not go down to Care Church Incorporated while you're riding them roller coasters and you're watching the baseball game? In between time and in the meantime, stop by Care Church Incorporated. You will be welcomed there, hallelujah, by Bishop and First Lady Paige and Bishop and First Lady Alexis. Hallelujah, praise God. And you will receive a word from God. They're going to love you like family. Praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what the old folks used to tell me. I'm not just speaking out the side of my head. I'm telling you what I know. I know this for myself. They will treat you like family, hallelujah, and you will receive a raw and uncut word from the living God. Hallelujah, praise God. And I guarantee you, every time you go to Dallas, some of y'all stay in Dallas right now, hallelujah, amen. I guarantee you, every time you go to visit Dallas, hallelujah, amen. You're going to want to stop by Care Church Incorporated. Praise God, hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the son. Praise God, and I am going to present, amen, none other than our very own Bishop Mac Page. Bishop Page, praise the Lord. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening to all of you out there today that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say unto us. Amen. So I just thank God for another day of blessing me and my wife to be here. Thank God for his Spirit. Thank God for his Word. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for your promises, Lord. For your peace and our lives. God, thank you for your promises, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
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 All right. I'm going to turn back in the hand of our bishop and my husband, Mac Page.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together. That he's going to take care of you. Yeah. He promised, amen. And as God has said, God cannot lie. He does what he says, he says what he means, and he does what he says, amen. And that's why we can rejoice and praise in God, is because of his promises. We know that all of God's promises are yes. And amen, and amen. And if God has already said it, that means it has already been done. It has already been accomplished. Even though you may not have seen the manifestation of it,
But it's still so because he said it, amen.
Amen.
You just got to accept it, amen.
Right, right.
And believe it, amen. This is what faith is all about.
Faith.
Believing that God has said it and that God will do what he said, and we can rest and have our assurance on what he has said.
Amen.
That's all we got to go on, what he has said, amen.
Amen.
He sent the Holy Spirit, amen, to confirm what he said, but he wants us to be have comfort in what he said, amen.
Amen.
And if he said he's going to take care of you, he's going to take care of you.
Amen.
I like it. It might not, sometimes when things goes around, it don't look like it's going to happen, but nevertheless, it's still going to come to pass like he said, no matter what it looks like, amen.
Amen.
And that's why we have to be people of faith, amen.
Amen.
To believe what God has said,
amen.
No matter what bad things have taken place, no matter what kind of a situation that has taken place in your life, that we can still rest on what he has said, because that's all we have to hold on to, amen?
Amen.
And so let's just be confident and have faith in what he said, amen.
Amen.
Stop looking at the little things that's going bad sometimes. It don't look good. But you're confident that he's going to get you there, amen?
Amen.
Now, no matter, sometimes he has to take a detour. But God promised he's going to get you there, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so God always write his blueprints before he builds the building.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are the blueprint.
Amen.
He's just building the building, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting us all fitly joining together. We're coming together because of the blueprint, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you put the wrong board in the wrong place, the building is not going to be fit to join together, amen.
Right.
But there's a board out of place, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever God has you in the body, he puts you in the right place. He knows where you belong, amen.
Amen.
And you just got to accept where God has put you, amen.
Mm, come on,
praise
now.
God.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what I like today. Before God put Adam, he made a garden before he put the man in there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he put everything in the garden that the man would need.
Yes. Indeed.
And he put everything in the man that the man ever would need.
Mm-hmm.
But before he put him in the garden, everything was already there. All the trees was there. All the ripe fruit was there. Everything that God intended for man to have, it all was in place. When he put man there, that meant everything there was needed. Now, 1 Peter says that God has given us all things that pertain life to life and godliness. Amen?
Yes.
So that means we already got it. Amen.
Amen.
It's the thing about it that I was thinking about today. If God has given us all things, the problem that we have, I guess I have to go to the book of Ephesians. Praise God. Father, bless the word of God. Amen. And then I'm going to get back to where I was going. But I've been thinking about this today, amen? I've been thinking about it. You know, if God has given us all things that pertain to life, that means everything that I have need of, God has already given it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not looking for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm looking for it, then I just haven't found it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that it's not there.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
And so everything that you need in life, let me give you some glasses so I can see. Ted put something on my eyes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God today for my son in the house today.
Yeah.
I got so many. I tell everybody I have a lot of children. And the reason I tell them I have a lot of children, they said, well, why do you have so many children? You know what I always say, man? I don't know who's going to take care of me when I get old. So the Bible said, lay in store. And so when you get a lot of children,
amen,
you're building up
a sure foundation,
amen. You got a good foundation to stand on. So when it comes your time, your children will be there for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so I look for Brandon, he'll be there for me when I get old and my toe get crooked. That he'll be able to come help me walk with my crooked toe. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see you, amen. praise God. So now, let me see here.
I started verse three. Amen.
Ephesians 3, amen.
Yeah. Well, Paul said, for this call, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me toward you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries, as I wrote in a few words. Amen.
Amen.
Whereby when you read, you might understand my knowledge in this mystery of Christ, which in age was not made known unto the sons of men. It is now revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Remember what I was saying? If God has made all things made known unto us by the Spirit, amen. He said that God has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. So our problem is not that God hasn't given us all the things, it's that we don't see the things that God has given to me. That's why we need illumination.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Holy Spirit comes to give you illumination, amen. And so God wants us to be illuminated, amen. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit, so that he said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit that he might show you, that he might teach you, amen, that he might reveal to you all things that belong to me, amen. And so, you see, we don't realize sometimes that all we need is right there near us. It's right in sight, amen. Amen. See, what you mean is right there next to you, and you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Huh? See, when Moses, they was going through the wilderness, amen, and as they went through the wilderness, they came to the water of Marah, that's what it's called, a bitterness,
mm-hmm.
And right beside the tree, right beside the water of Marah, bitterness, there was a tree sitting right there. That all he needed to do was throw the tree in and the water came sweet.
Mm. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, God puts everything right in place, amen.
Yes.
He has given you the Holy Spirit. He has put everything in place. He has placed you in the right place. And he has given you everything that's necessary, and everything that you need is right there next to you. But if you're not illuminated, you don't see what God has already given you.
Mm. Alright.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
You see, you got to be able to see what God, it has to be illuminated, it has to be seen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that's why God has to have illumination, amen.
Yeah.
Well, when the earth was dark and without form, the sun came to illuminate it, amen.
Yeah.
The light came to illuminate. Mm-hmm. The light came to open up your understanding about what it is that you see.
Yes, amen.
You see, you couldn't see it. The earth was already there, but you couldn't see it for the darkness.
Yeah. Right.
All your needs was right there, but you couldn't see it for the darkness.
Come on now.
All your joy and happiness is right on the inside, and you can't see because of all the confusion of your mind somewhere else. Everything that God has given you to be happy, to be joyful, and to have life is already on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're looking for it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Come on now. Go ahead.
Because you're not illuminated.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You're always looking at what you don't have, and you can't see what you
got.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Too many times people are always out looking for something.
Yeah.
They're searching over here, and they're searching over there, and
yeah.
You're going looking here, and you're dipping in there, and you're going here, and you're trying to find something that's already on the inside of you.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We're trying to find the light and the knowledge of God, and the light of knowledge of God is always on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take time and spend time with the Holy Ghost that is the illuminator?
All right. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
All right now.
All right.
If we want to know something, why don't we spend time with the teacher?
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Says the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Why are we spending time with the teacher? Because if the teacher teaches all things and knows all things and illuminates all things, if we would spend more time with the teacher than running out trying to find it somewhere else, then we'd be more have the fullness of God on the inside of us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See, we've been running, looking, and not realizing you got it.
Amen.
See, we can't see what we got sometimes.
Mm. Amen.
For looking across the street.
Uh-huh.
trying to find it over there. Now, that's why Jesus told you even about the kingdom. He said, when somebody said the kingdom is here and the kingdom is there, don't go running over there, for the kingdom is in you. But you got to realize that what? The kingdom is in me. I have the power right here.
Amen.
Now, I have the ability in me to change things. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Because after that, the Holy Ghost comes upon me, it gives me power to be able to change things. Amen.
Yeah.
After that, the Holy Ghost comes, amen, it gives me power over the demons. Amen.
Right.
And Jesus didn't say he was going to rebuke the demons. He told you to rebuke the demons.
That's what he said.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We wait on him to do something. He says, I give you the power to do it. You just need to look and see what you got.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Come on now.
Do you not looking at what you already have
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus?
Amen.
The widow woman. She just couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
She had debt. And they're getting ready to come take her children for the debts that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting ready to get her last meal and die.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have died if she hadn't had somebody that could see.
Mm-hmm.
That could show her what she already had.
Amen.
See, she couldn't see what she had.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah came and said, what you got in your house? Well, I don't have nothing but a little oil. You see, if you're hungry today, all you need is a little oil. Hallelujah. Come on now, amen.
Amen.
If you're broke today, all you need is a little oil. Mm-hmm. If you're spiritually dream, all you need is the oil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If your life is dry, all you need is the oil.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
If your body don't move quite like it should do, you can oil yourself up with the oil. Because what? It's the anointing that destroys yokes and lift burdens, amen. It's the anointing, amen, that does all things for you. You see, you got enough in your house already to feed a multitude.
Yeah.
If you just realize that, it's
there.
Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing but some more.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Holy Spirit hadn't illuminated her.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet came on to illuminate and say, well, girl, let me show you what you got. You got something. You got enough in your house to do it with. You got enough in your house to pay your bills and take care of your family. I mean, you got it.
You got it.
Well, I can't see that I got it. I can't. Yeah, see, that's always our problem. I can't see it.
You
have to see, Lord. I don't know how it's going to happen.
Yes.
I don't have the money for it. Hmm? We're always talking about what we don't have.
Hmm.
And God said, you got all things.
Yeah.
Adam had everything he needed.
Mm-hmm.
He was given everything.
Everything.
And he out there trying to mess with God's stuff rather than messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
99 things he should have been messing with, but he had to go after the mess. One thing God told him not to bother.
Okay.
And he's over there messing with that. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes, man.
He had more illumination about the thing that didn't belong to him than the thing that he ate. Come on, y'all. Amen. We are more illuminated about the things that, that don't belong to us than what we really have ourselves.
Come on now.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Even in our scientific study, we know more about what's up there than we do down here. Come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking somewhere else for something when it's already
right here.
What God said, all the things you're looking for, I have already put it on the inside.
On the inside of you. Come on now.
Look where I said it was.
Yeah.
I said I was in you, amen.
Yeah.
I said I was through you, amen.
Amen.
I said I'm with you, amen.
Oh.
And because I'm with you, amen,
yeah.
And I'm in you and through you, if I fulfill heaven and earth, then I'm in you to fulfill everything in your life.
All right.
You
need.
If you return to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If you start seeking me.
Yes.
If Paul said this thing has to be illuminated. Come on, say it has to be illuminated.
Gotta be illuminated.
So my eyes got to be open to see what I got.
Yes.
Not what I don't have, but what I have.
That's right. Amen. Come on now.
Go borrow some vessels. Go get you some vessels and
melt
a few and pour the oil out.
Yes.
And as long as you poured the oil out, the oil kept running.
Uh-huh.
He said, now go fill the oil. Come on, y'all. We need to start selling some oil around here. need to get an oil well. See, we don't realize we got an oil well.
Yes.
That will pour out and do all kind of things for us because we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, sir. I need to be have some illumination.
I need to have some illumination.
The Holy Spirit. Paul said the Holy Spirit taught me these things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Paul said. It's the Holy Spirit that teach you what you got. Amen.
Amen.
Because, see, we don't know what we have until the Holy Spirit teaches us what we have.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all of our inheritance comes through the knowledge of God.
Yes.
See, that's how we get it, through knowledge. You see, the reason what we don't have is because we're ignorant of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you don't have it, you don't know you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, anybody ever been like that? You know, you had $100 in the bank, but you didn't know what was in there?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't too many of us like that. I check that account every day.
Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord.
I keep up with that account.
Yeah.
But so God said, why don't you keep up with my account that I should put on your card?
All right.
I put something in the bank for you. When I died for you, I sent you back. I sent them back enough, amen, to take care of you the rest of your life, amen. I sent back enough to do everything that needs to be done until you leave this world, and even when you leave the world, I'm still there.
Yes.
So Paul said it. I was illuminated through the Holy Spirit. That's how I received revelation. That's what revelation is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, she had something that she didn't know that she had. Amen. Isn't that always something? We got things and don't know we got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got power and don't realize we got it.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we have power in our mouth to change things.
That's right.
Life and death.
How many things have you changed last night?
Mm.
Or this morning, or yesterday. Did you change anything?
Mm.
Did you see something wrong that needed to be corrected and you spoke out against it?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you let it continue?
Don't go there, Pastor.
Did you speak to your book? Did you speak to your checkbook?
Mm-hmm.
And tell it to increase? He said you got the power, didn't
you?
And that prayer would change things, right? So that means we got it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hallelujah. We got it, amen. We don't realize it. See, the thing about us is that we don't like doing the ignorant thing. But we don't like to look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of our body. We got to quit pride. We don't like to look stupid.
Yeah.
We don't like to walk around talking to our checkbook. We don't like talking to our pocket, you know, walk around talking to the man. So that looks stupid. Don't that look stupid?
It looks, yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? And so God said, you got stuff, but you don't want to look stupid, get it?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I chose the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise.
And if you start doing
some of them things that you consider to be stupid,
mm-hmm.
and God calls those things to wise, you see, things will change in your life and other people like them around you.
All right.
But you won't do the stupid thing.
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
Well, tight, but right.
And so what God said today, I want you to be illuminated, amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit came to give you illumination, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get what I'm trying to say, well, I can't help it, I can't do it. Yeah, you got the ability.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to stop. I tell you something. We have to stop. Why is it that the Christian think that the unsaved folks are supposed to have control and then they don't have nothing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have no self-control, but you want them to have self-control.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk to them crazy, when they talk crazy back to you, they're supposed to talk crazy back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one supposed to have control, not them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen.
And then you're going to blame them for something. And you the one said you were saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you want him to do something that you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control your mouth and you want him to control it either.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to blame him. so you can't see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Holy Ghost say, I give you power?
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit said, you can't tame the tongue, but he said, you do have the power to have control over it.
Amen.
So you don't realize you got the power to do it. That means you got to be illuminated to let you know you do have power to control your mouth, even though, amen, you can't tame it.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you power. Over all power, principalities, and powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
I give you power over that. Mm-hmm. I give you power over that demon that's in you. We got to start calling it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of that anger demon. It's a demon.
All right now.
Amen.
Come on.
You got to start calling it what it is. We let it keep going back. Well, that's just anger. No, that's a demon. That's a demonic force. If it's not working according to what God said, anything that's not working according to the Spirit is working according to the flesh. And anything of the flesh is demonic.
Amen.
And so when are we going to be illuminated? And say, God has given me all things. If God has given me all things, and the Holy Spirit has revealed the things that He given to me, amen?
Amen.
He said that He wanted us to be enlightened, didn't He?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be enlightened. A spirit of enlightenment. That's what I gave to you. A spirit of enlightenment. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to us. I am revealing my power, that the Holy Spirit is revealing His power to you. It's making you wise in the sight of God so that the devil won't take control of you. So He wants to reveal that to you. So, I got to be enlightened, amen. So we got to change. We got to get a hold of ourselves, amen. And realize that this thing that we're dealing with, this is a heart thing. Come and realize it's a heart thing, amen. And you realize, out of your mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth
speaks.
I mean, those issues that's coming out, what kind of issues is coming out of your mouth? What's coming out of your mouth? What are you saying, amen? What are you speaking? That stuff coming out of your mouth is coming out of your heart. So people think that's what it is. Because if that's what you are saying, and that's what's coming out, that's what I see. If your anger coming out, that's what's in you.
Amen.
We got to change. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the Holy Spirit revealing things, so we got to change. We got to get it together. Amen. How are you going to tell me how good God is and how much God can do for you, and I can't see He doing nothing for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why I'm coming to church with you, and you acting just like I do? Well, what kind of example is that? If He would tell you, well, if Jesus is so good to you like that, to me like that, He look like He ought to be like that to you. Where's the light? Where's the light that's supposed to be seen, amen? Where's the if the Holy Spirit has given us revelation, where's the revelation that the Holy Spirit has given you? That ain't right. There's something different needs to be done about it. Where's the revelation of that? Amen. What are you showing me when I rail on you and you rail back on me? Well, what are you showing me then? Are you demonstrating to me the work of the Holy Spirit in me when I'm doing the same thing you're doing? If your Christianity is supposed to be Christ-like, well, where's the Christ-likeness?
Oh, my God. My God.
Where's the Christ-likeness? The heart. It's a heart thing, eh?
Yes, sir.
See, we got to get our hearts right, amen? You see, He sent the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts.
And when you said it's a heart thing, when they said David was a man after God's own heart, amen.
Uh-huh.
And when they were saying that, David had the same desires that God had. He wanted the same thing that God had, amen. He wanted to do the same thing God would do, amen. If God was a compassionate God, he wanted to be a compassionate person, amen. Where's your compassion for others? Are you compassionate enough? I wrote down something here about that. How do we know when your heart is right and you've been illuminated? You put other people's needs above your own. If you're selfish, you only think about you. What about me? They can't say that to me. If they said that to Jesus, what makes you think they can't say that to you?
Right.
If they curse Jesus, what makes them think you can't curse you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, amen. Are y'all with me today, amen?
Yeah,
you trying to say what other people should do, and you said you like Jesus, and you have a heart like Jesus, and you're supposed to have compassion like Jesus, and you are after Jesus' heart, then you're supposed to be able to do the same thing that Jesus did.
All right.
Putting other people's needs. What if Jesus had been concerned about himself rather than us? He wouldn't have went to the cross for you. Because he would say, well, what about me? What about these pains I got? What about these pains I got to go through? Well, what about the nails going to be in my feet? Well, what about them whipping me? Well, what about them sticking me with a spear? I ain't do nothing wrong. Just because you didn't do nothing wrong don't mean that you're supposed to fight back. Because your heart is supposed to be like God's. Oh, y'all. Come on now, y'all. Huh? Putting other people's needs first, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You say you're concerned about your feeling, but what about the other person's feeling? Did you consider them? Or you just considered yourself? Whose consideration were you taking? Huh? See, we had some people say, "Well, you be easy going." I'm learning how to be easy going.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean I don't get angry sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But I try to demonstrate God because I'm concerned about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about helping somebody else rather than myself. See, God never told me that I had to look out for myself. God told me if I look out for others, he'll look out for me.
Come on now.
Come on, y'all. Amen. See, we get so caught up in ourselves, and then we're trying to take care of ourselves, and we find out we come up lacking because we didn't take care of somebody else. See, all the things that we do or I do, I try to do it because I want to demonstrate the love of God. I want to demonstrate my heart to you. And what were we talking about this morning? We were talking about this morning that Enoch walked with God, and he was not because God took him. He walked with God so that he wasn't seen no more. That everything he did, it was God. They couldn't see nothing but God. Amen. Hey, amen. And see, God wants us to get to a place, amen. If your heart get right, amen. If you put others' needs before yourself, amen. If you put others' feeling before your own feeling, amen. And then you will become like God. I don't care how you feel. But they don't care how you feel either. When you get the concern about somebody else's feeling, then you'll treat them different. So that shows your heart ain't got right yet, amen. That shows you're not after God's own heart, amen. Because you're still out front, amen. It's your pride. If somebody says something to you, your pride gets angry, amen. It's your pride that gets stirred up because of what's on the inside of you. That's why you act like that, because it's your pride that's in the way. They can't talk to me like that. Who do they think they is? That's why Jesus had to break it down. They talk to me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? If they do it to a green tree, guess what? They're going to do it to you.
Now, if you're illuminated and understand that, then when that thing comes your way, you know how to handle it. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. You say what you want. You get any kind of attitude you want to. I ain't going to get no attitude because you got one. I'm not going to cuss you because you cussed me. Not now, anyway. Amen. Amen. Come on, we all gonna get real with it, amen. We ain't trying to say it, amen. You see, it's your heart. See, your heart goes different from your mind.
All right.
How many times you want to just? Mm-hmm. And then your heart says, you know, you're supposed to. How many times that goes on in your life? You see, right there, that's the Holy Spirit giving your heart a check, amen. Mm-hmm. See, the Holy Spirit is always there to check you, amen. Mm-hmm. Your mind say one thing, but the Holy Spirit tells your heart something else to put you in check. You see, you got to realize the check comes there, amen. Amen. See, that's why God gave you the Holy Spirit to put you in check, your life, to let you know that ain't right. I'm glad that my, I don't have to take action like my mind sometimes.
Amen.
Y'all know how it is, amen. You know what you be want to say sometimes. And that person at work, you just want to slap them. Chill up.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I heard somebody say, Miss Valerie probably said, if I wasn't saying, girl, I'd take your shoe off and bust you that ear. You better be going through your mind, though. But you see, your heart won't let you do it, amen. And see, this is why God said this is a heart thing, is because it's the heart that keeps you in check by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's why you think one thing and you don't act on it because you've gotten the Holy Spirit lets you know that thing is not right, amen. Mm-hmm. It's a heart thing, amen. Mm-hmm. So see, we know your heart get together when you start thinking of other people's needs from your own.
Amen.
Let me think about another there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You can see something good in others when nobody else can. Hey, you been like that? See, God don't look at the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
But God looks, if you're looking at their heart rather than what they're doing, you can see something different, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, that's the way God looks at us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I've done a lot of things on my outward, but God is not looking at that. God is looking at the desires of my heart. I want to do what's right. I might not have done what was right, God, but I want to do what's right. And this is why he comes in, amen, with the Holy Spirit, amen. He comes in to give us forgiveness, amen, because he realized the attitude of our heart is right, even though our actions might not have been.
All right.
And so God said, I'm judging the action of your heart more so than what you do.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, is your heart right today? Amen. Mm. Have you been illuminated enough to see that? Amen. Mm. Huh? So you got to be able to see what's in front of you. Amen.
Mm.
It's always God trying to get you to see what's in front of you. Amen. Amen. There's power always available. I want you to see it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the instant of a circumstance, the answers are always available.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. Say, well, I need an answer from you, God. Well, that's why prayer connects you with God.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Bible does say you pray in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said pray in the Holy Ghost. Right. See, if I don't know what to pray for to get the answer, I can just pray in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give me the answer because the Holy Spirit knows what's in my heart.
Right.
It knows the desire, amen. I have a desire for it. I have a desire to overcome it. I haven't overcame it, but the desire in me is to overcome. Amen. And so that's what God is looking at. So he wants you to be illuminated because what? It's the Holy Spirit that illuminates us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see something in others that others don't see. When we look at what was that? Paul and Barnabas, amen. Nobody wanted to be with Paul. They were scared of him. They was looking at what his past actually, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we judge people sometimes by their past.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see who they are now.
Nah.
We always judge them by their past.
Yeah.
And everybody was looking at Paul's actions in the past.
Right.
And they were scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Barnabas' name was the son of consolation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. You see, he had a different heart than the rest of them. Amen. And then he took Paul under his arm. Saul at the time, he took him under his arm and took him with him into the ministry. When everybody, see, he saw something in Paul that the rest of them didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one to see some good in some people even when they're acting bad?
Mm-hmm.
I had some of my boss man at work. I used to be the only one like him. Nobody liked this man.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Send me letters, write me up all the time. You come out late and send me a letter. Mess up on my logbook, I got a letter. He always was doing it. They said, how do you like that guy? Does he do this to you? Does he do this? I said, yeah, he does that. I said, but that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't do it, he's going to lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I really got to know the guy was a superb, super guy. Just at work, he just was somebody different.
Mm-hmm.
See, I looked beyond what he was doing.
Right.
And see, that's what we got to do, amen. Well, what does the Bible say? He looked before all of my faults and saw what I needed, amen. Mm-hmm. Are you the one, your heart good enough to look beyond somebody's faults and see their needs?
Mm-hmm.
Even without children. Some of the worst ones, most of the time, turn out to be the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going through the stages.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to look through that, look past that. You got to be able to look and see what's in them, amen. Beyond what you see on the outside, because you don't know what they're looking for, amen. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what's in their thoughts, what kind of experience they're going through in thoughts, amen. You don't know how the devil is messing with them. And the reason the devil is trying to get them, because it must be something in them that God wants to reveal that the devil is trying to keep them from sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so rather than you agreeing with the devil, oh, he's just a bad something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, you done put your mouth on him now. Mm-hmm. The demon's got a right to attack him because you
opened the door, yeah.
Come on, y'all, huh?
Uh-huh.
See, y'all see what I'm trying to say?
Uh-huh.
See, when these things, see, when your heart is right, you look beyond that, amen. See, when they say God was a man, see, David didn't do everything right. But David had a desire to do what's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, that's what God saw him. He desired to do what's right, even though he ended up doing what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what even Apostle Paul, the man wrote most of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
How can a man write all this stuff in the Bible to have problems like that? It's in my heart to do right, but I sometimes end up doing what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look beyond that with somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody do you wrong, can you look beyond that and see there could have been a reason behind it?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody talked about you, can you look beyond that and see that there's a reason behind it? Maybe there's some enlightenment that they don't have within themselves. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was their mama. Let that mama put that demon on. So a lot of demons come in through parenthood. You say, but it don't mean that it can't take possession of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it can. What did Paul say? I got thorn in the flesh to what?
Mm-hmm.
Buffet me. It can buffet you.
Mm-hmm.
It can keep you disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
It can keep you upset. And what's that other word when you go off on? Irritated. It can irritate you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why we act the way we act sometimes, because we're irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Is that right, bro? Mm-hmm. You know, somebody said, when your wife wake up singing in the morning, she ain't irritated. But if she wake up irritated, something didn't go right last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, irritation. Amen. But with God, when everything has gone good in your life, you're not irritated.
But when there's an irritation, you mean that there's something there that's irritating you that you got to get rid of.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey, yes. Slam the pot. Irritated. How I want to cook this morning. Throw the pan. Irritated last night, eh? What is it? That something didn't go right last night. Amen. When others do you wrong, do you hold it against them? Do you hold things against him? Amen. Do you hold things against him that did you wrong? See that shows there's a lack there of illumination there. And because what if God held against you all the things you did wrong to him? Your past sins. What if he held that against you? See, God is a forgiving God, amen. He don't hold nothing against us. I cast your sin from you as far as the east is from the west, amen. I'm getting rid of it. If we're going to have a heart like God, we've got to get rid of the stuff that we're holding on to, because the stuff we're holding on to is the stuff that's destroying us. So God gets rid of it. I forgive you. Backsliding heifer, I forgive you. You whore. When I whored with other gods, but I still forgave you. I still didn't divorce you. We get divorces for little stuff. We always think we got a right to get a divorce all the time on certain issues. Amen. But we still didn't come up with the forgiveness. Where did God divorce you? Because I know you ain't did right all the week. Not even. You say it, but you ain't did right all the week. No. What if God would hold it against you? I ain't going to talk to her no more because I ain't going to talk to her no more. Because what she said, you need some light, baby. If you're going to be like me, you need to be illuminated because your whole
amen, amen, amen. We praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. You were listening to Hallelujah Bishop Meg Page live at Care Church. Hallelujah. Certainly, hallelujah, enjoyed that message. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines. If there's anybody on the phone lines, praise God. Amen. And has a comment on the word of God, testimony or prayer request, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. 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 Well, we just praise and thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we invite each and every one of you out. Hallelujah. To Care Church. Hallelujah, Incorporated at 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76011. Hallelujah, right across from the Boot Barn, right around the corner. Hallelujah, amen, from Six Flags and AT&T Stadium. Praise God. Come out and be blessed with us on Wednesday nights. Praise God. And on Sunday mornings, praise God. Wednesday nights, we start at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Wednesday mornings, you can come for a Bible study at 9:30. Praise God, Sunday school, that is. Amen. With our very own Bishop Andre Alexis. Hallelujah. Then also, we have about 30 minutes of prayer. Praise God. Nothing but pure prayer and praise and worship unto the Lord. And then we transition into Sunday morning service. Praise God. Amen. When we, amen, receive a word from the Lord. Praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you who have called in on tonight, each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Those of you, amen, that are on our text list, when you receive this link, praise God, be sure you share that link Meals. We want to remind you we will be back online tomorrow night, hallelujah, at 9 o'clock Central Time. So make sure you call in, make sure you tune in, and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Amen and amen. And I'm just going to go ahead and pray us out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you delivered to us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you put everything that we need in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being our supply, being our strength. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your word. Hallelujah. Amen. For not being a man that you shall lie, nor a son of man that you shall repent. Hallelujah. If you said it, you're going to do it. And we thank you for it on tonight. And we just praise you and magnify your high and your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of you. To you all, we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Praise God on tonight. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time on the CAB Broadcast Radio Network.
I got good news. Something good is happening here.
Happening here.